T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's flush it. It's a Friday. Here we go. So, I'm sorry, boys. We have to do this. So that Andy Hart could crow that he got his parlay pick right. We were 1-3 in terms of our four-leg parlay yesterday.
Which means we were 0-1.
That's right. We were 0-1 overall.
Parlay missed, but
that's right.
Which
parlay
leg
missed.
Which leg of the parlay
doesn't
relay
matter.
Was accurate?
Doesn't
the one
matter.
That you tried to video veto, you boob?
Yeah, I tried to veto it because regardless of if it hit or not, Andy, it's still a stupid and inefficient pick to put in a parlay.
He is not wrong.
I thought the goal here was
Andy,
to win.
Andy, don't get me wrong. We didn't win. We did not win.
No, but we didn't lose
really,
because of me.
I really hope that you went home and you took $10 and you placed it on that. You hit it. That would be great. I support that.
Then you would have won $55.
It is an inefficient thing to put in a parlay because of the magnitude of it on its own. You can just bet that on its own. You could have just bet the parlay money
was
on
I
its
right?
own.
Was I right?
It doesn't matter because all four legs have
oh,
to hit.
Oh, it doesn't matter? Then why are we doing this? I thought we were doing this.
How much money did we win, Andy?
We
because
won zero.
Because of you, and you, nothing.
Are you
because
on the
of
team?
Me, something.
Are you on the team?
Yeah.
On
and
Monday,
I got an I
be.
In my team.
And when Keefe takes that
me,
next
me,
week,
me.
When Keefe takes that next week, it'll be Fitzy in that chair for the week.
That's fine. I'm just saying, I am on a heater. I am getting my picks right, and I was right,
right well,
last
we'll do,
night.
You can go on Shime and Mutt's podcast. They stole from
I
me.
I am
you can
awesome.
Get your picks on there.
You are not. That's the bottom line.
Okay. Who has the second best record?
In what?
The picks. Read it.
I don't even
read
have a record.
Sheet. Read it on the sheet.
I'm not even included.
Read
I'm just
records.
Lumped in with somebody
read
else.
That's not what the state says.
That's a good line. Thank I pass you. My Corey every time.
All right, let's get to
there you go, Andy. You
our,
had your moment in the sun.
Let's get to our four
I remember
leg,
my first bet I hit.
Our four
or
leg.
My third in 3 days.
Our four-leg parlay here. Here we go
third
for
leg parlay.
Flush Fund Friday. So here's Andy Hart that's going to give you a winning singular pick. Go on.
Yeah, I am. I like to keep my picks interesting, local, not just be random. And I think the Patriots are in trouble on Sunday in Green Bay with Brian Hoyer. And the team that they are taking there. I'm not really buying
take it from
into,
WEEI.
I think.
Save some for the rest of us.
So I'm going 33-13 Patriots. I just made my pick on the podcast yesterday. So that's well over the 9-point spread right now. So I'm going to take the Packers to cover.
Packers -9. John, why don't we change it up a little bit? You go now.
Well, unlike Gresh, I think Lamar Jackson can throw, and he has thrown 3-3 and 4 touchdown passes this year, yet for some reason the over-under on Lamar touchdown passes is 1.5. So Lamar to throw 2 touchdowns at, I don't have it, I closed the sheet, I think it's plus 125.
Plus 125, yep.
Yeah, I'll take that one, especially with the Bills secondary. Like, they were already hurt, and then they brought in Xavier Rhodes this week, and then he got hurt before he could even go on the field.
Yeah, they're in trouble in the back end.
So I think Lamar, I think they'll maybe be better at containing Lamar, but then Lamar will show that Lamar can, in fact, throw the ball, and he will throw for 2 or more touchdown passes.
I'm taking the Chiefs and the Bucks. I'm going with the over 46 points at -110.
This is an interesting play because the Bucks offensively have not been very good this year at all.
And defensively, they've been pretty good.
Right, but you can look at it two ways. It's two quarterbacks that if they just have good days, they're likely to get over 46.
Well, plus Mike Evans is back and Chris Godwin may be back
right.
for the Bucks. So that could change everything.
If you give Tom Brady Mike Evans and Cole Beasley, he'll put points up if they protect him, you would think.
Let's go, Billy. I'm rooting for you.
Thanks, Andy. All right, and then I'm going to go in the world of college football.
Oh.
The Duke Blue Devils have actually gotten off to a good start. Now, I know I had Kansas the other day, last weekend, I do believe it was, where they ended up covering and sort of putting their flag in the ground. This, hey, the Kansas Jayhawks football, it's not the Charlie Weiss teams that you're used to. They're actually halfway decent this year. So is Duke. Some sneaky good wins early on. Give me Duke -2.5. I do believe at home against Virginia.
Who coaches Duke?
It was David Cutcliffe.
Yeah, he's not there.
No,
right?
He's not there. Okay. No.
That's all I was sort of asking. I don't really need
actually,
the detail.
You know what? Now that you say that, because I thought I...
Yeah, I
now
just
I gotta,
was checking to see if Cutcliffe was gone, and we've gone to a new era.
Mike Elko is the...
Oh, Elko.
Yeah. Old Elko
old
is taking
Elko.
Over. He won't be there long.
Most, I never heard of him.
Most coaches that lead Duke to like 8 wins get big time, get better Power 5
oh, yeah.
jobs.
He'll be moving on
than Duke. All right, so your Flush Fund Friday, Duke -2.5, Packers -9, Chiefs over 46, Lamar Jackson over 1.5 passing touchdowns. $10 wins you a cool $156.55.
Not bad. Not the $710 we could have won last night if the three of yous guys had done your part.
It's over. It's in the past. We move on. We're day by day. We're looking ahead.
Living in the past. The glory days.
I can't wait till Andy's back and he misses his first pick on these parlays.
I hope you're awake at 10 a.m. We'll
my God.
You.
Sooner or later, I'm going to miss one. I can't stay this hot for this long.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.